99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Hi there, Kelly.
So, hello, how are you?
Doing well. So, I just saw this poll. 57% of Americans believe in ghosts, over half. About half have felt the presence of a ghost before. And then almost a quarter of us believe in vampires, zombies, and werewolves. Are there any of those that ring true for you?
Ghosts, iffy. Based on a lot of the stories that we've heard. I mean, kind of hard not to, but I've never seen one. So I'll just say that.
I ain't seen them, say ain't real.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, got a text from Gracie that is like, hey, speaking from experience, in order to help the ghost get to the afterlife, you burn some white sage, place obsidian everywhere, and salt between windows and doors if you want him or her gone. If not, try to befriend the ghost.
Oh, befriend them. Wait a minute. Where do we get obsidian? Is that at, do they have that at the grocery store?
I have no idea. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
So many things I have to look up.
I thought obsidian was like a, isn't it like a jewel or like a gem or something?
I don't know.
And then she says, oftentimes they need a little bit of help to get to the afterlife. Man, that's a, all right. Didn't know we were going to be learning so much here so early this morning, but yeah, I think the thing for, yeah, I mean, I think ghosts like you, I haven't seen a ghost personally. However, I do think that yes, probably ghosts are real. The whole energy thing can't be destroyed. That's kind of what I'm thinking. All right. Well, if energy leaves us, then where's it go? You know, type of thing. So maybe there is some truth to ghosts. Not exactly sure that vampires and werewolves and zombies are a thing.
I'll say no to those three.
But I,
a definitive no.
But I will say vampires, the way Hollywood has portrayed them for the past 50 years, kind of looks sexy. Like, you know, if they are real,
really?
That's kind of cool, you know?
Now listen, I've seen the Actors Theater production of Dracula. Not sexy.
Right.
Scary.
Right. Those vampires are definitely scary, for sure. Okay. For sure. But if we're looking at Twilight, you know,
and... You're looking at Edward.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I'm Team Werewolf.
Well, Twilight, and then even go back to Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise, Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, wow. Now you're getting vintage.
I'm telling you. Like, there are some... And then, you know, Vampire Diaries. So
yeah, I never saw that.
There are a lot of...
My babysitter's a vampire. We watched that.
Oh, I thought you were making a statement there. I was like, oh, okay.
No.
All right. And you
no,
still,
that's
and you
another
still
show.
And you still
the
don't
kids
believe
went
that.
Through a phase.
All right. So cool. So anyways, thought that was kind of interesting. We're going to dive into more of your ghost stories, your real life ghost stories here on the show as Horror Week continues. So here in about an hour, we'll have more from your real life experiences, including a listener who reached out and is like, yeah, shadow with glowing eyes been seen around the place.
Yeah. No, I'm out.
Yeah, and she still lives there. So yeah, that story all on the way. 99.7 DJX. Got a text from a listener, 502-571-9970, about that song Begging by Maneskin. Was like, hey, every time I hear that song, it reminds me of True Blood, another vampire show.
Yeah. I did dive into that for a hot second.
Yeah, True Blood, I did the first season of True Blood, and that was dang good.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that. But yeah, that does kind of remind me of True Blood a little bit. That gritty, dirty, kind of southern sort of sound or whatever. But
yeah, and you know what? Then Hunter did roll in with How Could We Forget Buffy?
Well, she was the vampire slayer.
She was a vampire slayer, but vampires, I mean, still counts.
True. All right, let's get to that feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
We're going to go ahead and make this guy in Ohio the winner of Halloween because he has a display I don't think could be beat.
Oh, okay.
So Alan Perkins is his name. He has made his house look like a gigantic skeleton is coming out of it.
Wait.
And when I say coming out of it, like there's a head with an eyeball
mm-hmm.
peeking out of the roof that looks like it's erupting through the roof.
Okay. Okay.
And he's got a giant right arm that's coming around the house into the front yard, holding like, you know, the Home Depot, like 12-foot skeleton.
Okay.
Standing there in the front yard. And then there's another hand, a left hand, that looks like it's coming from underneath the porch and holding onto the roof. Oh. It's crazy. And yeah, it took them a lot of time to put this together. Like, got real shingles, roofing supplies to make it look like he's coming out of the house.
Yeah.
And it's all for a good cause. Apparently, there's a Skeletons for St. Jude campaign.
Okay.
Trying to raise money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Trying to raise $45,000. At last check, they had just surpassed that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. You have to see the pictures.
Okay.
So we'll tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show. Pretty impressive.
I didn't know.
If you can beat this, I need to see the pictures.
Yeah. My house isn't going to do it. I've just got a couple spiders that are crawling up the porch, and that's about
it.
So
yeah. I got a spider crawling out of Jake's room. Big net or big web.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. And yeah. Some pumpkins.
All right.
And a little graveyard.
At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see that, feel good to them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, do you know the big sporting event that's happening right now?
Is it the World Series? Because I happened to be watching Game 1 last night against my will.
I am very surprised and also impressed. So, well done. Yes, the World Series Game 1 last night, the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros. Now, I would say a majority of the country probably wants the Atlanta Braves to win. Not because they haven't been to the World Series since 1999, but because the Houston Astros... there isn't a good feeling and good taste in everyone's mouth about the Houston Astros because they were caught cheating, stealing signs, and all that sort of stuff last year. So
this, I know nothing about it.
This was kind of a big thing last year.
It was?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, so...
I ignored a lot of last year.
It's fine. But yeah, the Houston Astros, they got in trouble for stealing signs from opposing teams and that therefore giving themselves an unfair advantage.
Oh.
So
there's an unfair advantage because of signs. Got it.
Yes.
All right. So Houston Astros villains. Got it.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out the storyline.
Game one last night. First batter. First game. World Series.
Here's one slammed into left field. How about that start to the World Series? Soler will take the trip. And he puts Atlanta up one zip.
Yeah.
Taking the trip. Swing. How about them apples?
I know. Pretty cool that the very first batter in game one of the World Series hits a home run. So the Atlanta Braves ended up winning 6-2. Game two.
So we're happy about that. All right.
Yes.
Yay, Braves.
Yeah. Game two is tonight in Houston. So there you are.
Boo, Houston.
A little bit of sports for you.
Am I doing it right?
Yes, I think you are.
Okay, great.
Yes, boo, Houston.
They're the bad guys.
Boo.
I'll figure out later why.
I told you, but you can research on your own.
Well, yeah, I need to dive into it because, yeah.
It's all right.
I missed it.
It's easily missed. All right, so that's sports. Sports, you know, sports. When you want sports, come to no other place other than your sports authorities here. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And I saw this thing about, can you OD on candy?
You'll get a real bad tummy ache, I think, right?
Yeah, well, it is possible, but it's next to impossible. To do it.
Okay.
So that's the good news for anyone who wants to eat the maximum amount of Halloween candy, but is worried about, you know, their health and ODing, right?
So okay, when you say OD, are we talking about like death?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So can you die from eating too much candy? Well,
it is technically possible. Yes.
Okay.
So here's the ratios. All right. So if you are a 180 pound man,
uh-huh.
or just 180 pounds, right?
Uh-huh.
So that means, you know, you've got a little girth on you.
Okay.
If you ingested 5.4 pounds of straight sugar, that's approximately 262 pieces of fun-size candy, or about 1,600 pieces of candy corn.
Wow.
That could be a lethal dose of Halloween candy.
At some point, though, don't you think
you'd barf?
Your tummy ache? Yes, you would barf. You'd barf. Throw up. Your tummy ache's gonna be like, whoa. Let's slow your roll a little bit. Then you puke a couple times. I feel like that's gonna happen. Before you get to the death line.
Putting this out there because it is Halloween candy bowl in the office season, where you've got those orange Halloween bowls of office of Halloween candy popping up in offices all around.
Limits.
So
it's hard to know.
You know, it's easy to walk up there and just grab one, grab another. Then pretty soon
you're losing track.
16 fun size Snickers before 10 o'clock in the morning.
OMG.
So I'm just trying to keep y'all safe.
Thank you.
Right. So. All right. So just know that there was someone that actually came up with the formula that tells you how many fun-sized pieces of candy you could eat in one sitting based on what lethal dose of sugar is.
Here is a line. Don't leap over it.
Right. So if you're into math and ratios, it's 13.5 grams of sugar for every pound of body weight.
Okay. That's a lot of math. And so therefore I'm out.
Okay, so Kelly's just not going to worry about it. She's going to live the YOLO lifestyle.
Like I know my limits. Like when my belly starts hurting, I stop. Right. I listen to my body.
Again, stay safe out there this Halloween season. That's all we're saying.
Okay.
All right, coming up next, it's a setting the bar story. And yes, you've already gotten into trouble. Things happen, you get into trouble.
Here's how not to make it worse.
That's right. In front of the judge, in fact. Setting the bar time. Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do.
Yeah.
Especially if you're already in trouble.
That's right. Kevin got into trouble. He is now going to be seen by a judge via Zoom. Okay?
Okay.
So, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without appearing on your court Zoom, doing the thing that you got in trouble for, you're doing okay.
What was he doing?
So, Kevin got his license suspended.
Uh-oh.
Kevin was seen driving while in his court Zoom hearing. The judge obviously saw...
Suspend it, and you're in court.
I'm not even driving. I'm parking somebody's car because they couldn't park. That's all I was doing.
It's
a female car.
Yes, he's like, I'm parking a car. It's a turn signal. The judge is like, you are in a car.
All right, I'm going to need you to park the car and get out of the car, okay?
You're having a bad day, just say that. I'm not having a bad day
until you started talking while driving.
And then Kevin's like, Judge, are you having a bad day? I mean, are you having a bad day? Just tell me if you're having a bad day.
Super annoyed by you, sir.
At the same time, you're suspended.
Yeah.
That's a double whammy. Not only is he literally not legally allowed to drive because your license is suspended, but also distracted driving because you're on a Zoom. Okay, that's a really good note.
So, solid advice. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without appearing on your court Zoom, doing the thing you got in trouble for.
Hey, Judge, good to see you. I am run a few errands, you know, kind of multitasking today. Hope you understand.
You're having a bad day?
Well, sir, I was fine until you started talking.
Yep, that is your setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we've got a chance for you to win $1,000 with the Pumpkin King's cash. Super easy, about 10 minutes away. We'll give you that secret word, and then you can enter it for your shot at $1,000. Then we've got some of your real life ghost stories.
So good.
I think, Kelly, we should kick it off with Jessica's super spooky, scary story.
All right.
That happened when she was around 12 years old.
Oh.
And it involves camping.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't camp.
In word.
Tater.
Tater?
Yes.
T-A-T-E-R?
Tater.
Tater?
Yes.
Is it tater salad?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, but don't put the salad, just tater.
Per tater. It's tater. T-A-T-E-R, tater.
Oh, we're running out of words, aren't we?
The Pumpkin King's cash. You can get that in at WDJX.com, and you have an opportunity at $1,000 from the Pumpkin King's $20,000 fortune here on 99.7 DJX.
I could buy a lot of taters.
I could buy some taters. It's horror week. And it's your real life ghost stories. These are things that happen here in the Louisville, Kentuckiana area. Which makes it, I think, even more spooky.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
because it's real life, and it's real life around here.
Right, exactly. It's not just, you know, stories that you see on the Travel Channel or whatever. It's real stuff.
Okay, so Jessica sent us a story. She said, I have a spooky, scary story that happened to me 1 year. I believe I was around 12, and I was in the program that took a bunch of kids camping.
Oh.
And we were all placed in cabins with a bunch of bunk beds, about 10 girls in there with me. And we were all called to come and play soccer.
Okay.
So we all ran out to go play. And I realized I forgot my water bottle in the cabin, so I ran back in to get it. And when I went in the bathroom door, the door slammed shut. So I just assumed one of the girls stayed back to use the bathroom while all the girls were gone. I knocked on the door to ask who was in there and asked them if they wanted to come play with us when they were done.
No, you never ask a mysterious knock if they want to come play.
Hey, do you want to come play soccer? No one answered, so I kept knocking, and nothing. So I opened the door, looked inside. No one was there. So I go back out of the bathroom, left the door open as I walked out, and the door slammed shut again. And then the shower came on. And it sounded like the toilet seat was being picked up and slammed down over and over again. I ran out, told our camp counselor. She looked at me with kind of a laugh and said, oh, yeah, that's Sarah. Sarah?
What?
What do you mean? And the counselor just told me that she means no harm. She's been around for many years.
Oh.
She was a girl that lived back in the 1900s and died as a kid. What? She just wants to play and say hi.
Oh my God.
No, Sarah. Nope. Sorry, Sarah. You're going to stay in this cabin. I'm going home. Deuces. I'm out. I'm not staying in that cabin. I'm sorry. I'm not. Would you?
No.
Uh-uh. Oh, wow.
Horror week here. Ghost stories. Aaron messaged us and said, when I was in middle school, I was really big into card tricks. I had a favorite deck I always like to use for the more universal tricks. So we moved into a rental house, and I always had a weird feeling in it. It seemed like the shadows would move, and there would be unexplained noises at night. One day, when I came home, my favorite deck was sitting on my bed. I always kept it in my nightstand. The deck was completely in order.
Oh, wow. Who has the time to do that?
Except the sixes were missing.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
I went through all the cards, and the sixes were in the back of the pack.
Stop, stop, stop.
Six of spades.
No.
Six of clubs.
All in order?
Six of diamonds. But the six of hearts were missing.
What is happening?
Needless to say, I burned that deck of cards.
Oh, it's probably best. With a lot of sage and all the things. That
nope. All right. Okay. All right. Ah, get you going here.
Yeah, blood's pumping now.
Is it? Ah, I love Horror Week here on 99. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. $1,000. Get that word tater into the website. T-A-T-E-R at WDJX.com. And you're in to win $1,000 here with 99.7 DJX. So I saw this, and you know what? At first I was like, man, that's a little extra. But then the more I started thinking about it, I was like, you know what? That might be kind of smart. Jack Harlow said that, hey, if you want to hang with him, especially if you're a lady, you got to sign an NDA.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Like do not disclose kind of an agreement?
Yeah, you can't say anything that happens Now, you know, like I said, I'm kind of on the fence with all that. Like, at first I was like, a little bit extra. And the fact that I'm like, well, I mean, what if something happens and, like, the woman feels like she needs to say something, you know?
Yeah.
And so that could be an issue. But yeah, I mean, the other side of that is, like, Jack is just trying to kind of protect himself, I guess.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's got to be a little dicey not knowing who you can trust.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but then it's kind of sucks some of the spontaneity and magic out of
it's like
spending time with people.
It's like, hey, would you like to come on the bus? But before you do,
sign this, please.
Would you sign this, please?
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to avoid, like, because remember when John Mayer got really open about his relationship with Jessica Simpson?
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, she wrote about him and all that kind of stuff. And just, you know, but I guess,
yeah, you know.
I don't know, is just common courtesy and respect completely out the window nowadays? Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, especially if there is a dollar to make by telling a story, you know?
Yeah.
So, for sure. So, anyways. And look, Jack's not the only one who's ever done that. But he is the latest and the one
who's feeling like he's got to that point.
Yeah. And so, and you know what? Congrats to him for getting to that point, you know?
Right. Yeah. That means, you know, his star is on the rise and he's gotten a certain level of fame and now he feels like he needs to protect himself.
Yep. Kid from Atherton, right there, doing big things.
There you go.
All right. Hey, coming up next, feel good story. What are you working on, Kelly?
The Bears-Bucks game.
I did. I watched it.
Okay, so this, you know what? I'm going to dip my toe in a little bit of the sports.
All right.
Couple of things.
All right.
The main focus, though, is on who Tom Brady gave a hat to.
Kelly K gives you feel-good stories at about a quarter after each hour. What are you working on? What do you got?
Well, I am dipping my toe into the sports realm.
All right.
Just a little bit.
All right.
Talking about Tom Brady.
Okay.
Bucks and Bears. I mean, first off, Tom had quite the game. So they beat the Bears 38-3.
Right.
He threw his 600th touchdown pass to Mike Evans. Evans didn't immediately realize that. Gave the ball to a fan wearing his jersey.
Yep.
Fortunately, that fan realized Tom should probably have that ball. Got hooked up with, you know, a different ball, autographed jersey, some pro shop gift cards and other stuff. And I think Tom even ended up giving him a Bitcoin.
Nice.
And then that fan was just like, oh, hey, I would love it if Tom would play a round of golf with him. That might happen. We'll keep you posted.
All right.
But that's not the only special moment that happened at that game. And this is the one that I was really wanting to talk about. Tom spotted a sign that read, Tom Brady helped me beat brain cancer.
Oh.
Held up by a kid in the stands. So he went over and gave that kid, 9-year-old Noah, his hat.
I'm so blessed.
Aw.
Yeah, you are.
So sweet.
Oh, my God.
I know. So Noah said that what got him through his treatment, even after major surgery, was watching Tom Brady highlights.
Yeah.
So Dad promised when he was through treatment, he'd get to go see Tom play in person.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. So he brought a sign. And Tom walked over to say hi and give him a hat.
It was crazy. I was so happy. I was just so grateful.
Yeah, obviously, tough kid, man. And puts a lot in perspective of what we're doing on the field. In the end, it doesn't mean much compared to what so many people go through.
I mean, the look on that kid's face was just priceless.
Oh, it was pure joy in that moment. You should see the video. It's up on our website, WDJX.com. We'll also tweet it, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You know, when you think you found love at a wedding reception, you know? I mean,
you get inspired, right?
Right, right. And what a great place to meet people, right? Weddings, wedding receptions, and and you got to follow up. You got to make sure that you seal the deal, but it's hard to sometimes in the moment. So,
right. And when you say seal the deal, you know, get a name or number.
I mean, or
get a name or number.
So you might have to go to Missed Connections, and that's where Kelly and I scour the internet. We find these weirdest, most random missed connections. We bring them to life, and if you are on Facebook at 997DJX, you can see us even act them out, all right?
It really does. Take it to the next level.
It adds another layer to it, for sure. 997DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, sometimes you find maybe the love of your life at the buffet. You know, going back for that summer sausage, few mimosas deep, and man, that person just looks good.
Yeah, but then, you know, you don't think to get a name or number in the moment. So how in the world are you supposed to ride off into the sunset and spend forever with them?
Yep, that's when Kelly and I come in and recreate these missed connections.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
All right, so this one's a man for woman. It's titled, You Made Me Bigger at Brunch.
I don't know what they mean by that.
I don't either. I was on my third mimosa, chatting it up with my girlfriend at brunch when I saw
whoa,
you.
Whoa, wait a second. Back the truck up. We're starting with a girlfriend at brunch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He continues. You and your curves walked in with the confidence of Kendall Jenner at a makeup counter. Pretty confident. I couldn't help but stare as you sat at the table next to us, and I could tell right away that you were an instant upgrade.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yep.
Not only is he hitting on someone else with his girlfriend right next to it, but we're insulting the girlfriend? Oh my God.
He says, if you're wondering who I was, you couldn't miss me. As I was wearing the backwards red hat with a tank top that said, I flexed and the sleeves fell off. I wanted to check you out so hard, but I didn't want my girlfriend to notice.
Oh, yeah.
So I repositioned my chair so your face was right over my girlfriend's shoulder.
Oh, that is a perfect, perfect way to do that.
It was a very James Bond-esque move, if I do say so myself.
Sure, if you're wearing a tank top that said it flexed and the sleeves fell off.
Every time you got up to go to the buffet, I got up too. At one point, I told you that your biscuits looked hearty. And guess what?
What?
I didn't mean the biscuits on the plate. I was about to compliment you on your summer sausage selection, but I saw my girlfriend was staring.
Uh-oh.
So instead, I reluctantly turned away and started messing with the strawberries so she wouldn't be suspicious.
I'm sure everybody else appreciated that, too.
I'd love to have you in my starting lineup and put my girlfriend on the bench.
Oh, my gosh.
If that works for you, holla back.
No, I don't think she's going to holla back.
Well, Kelly,
she ain't no holla back girl.
You miss every shot you don't take, so.
You're correct on that.
All right.
It's Craigslist missed connection. Seriously, though, I want to get that tank top for my husband.
It's on Amazon.
Is it really?
I checked, yeah.
That's great. All right, this one is a woman for man. You saw the darkness in my beauty and I in yours.
Oh, okay.
I met you yesterday at my friend's goth wedding reception.
There it is. Okay. Okay.
You were hanging out over by the Black Skull and Crossbones cake.
Fitting.
Yeah, commitment to the theme. I was the girl with the red corset and the full white-out contacts, so my eyes looked ghostly pale.
Oh.
Kind of freaky.
Mysterious.
Your sullen mood intrigued me, so I walked over to you without making eye contact and muttered, I hate this wedding. You replied, I know, isn't it beautiful?
Okay, I see.
At that moment, our eyes met, and I felt the shadows of 1,000 years envelop my soul and take my youth hostage.
Okay.
Is she a vampire?
I don't know.
I'm confused by that line. Then the DJ played the cha-cha slide, and you turned to me and asked if I wanted to dance.
Oh, okay.
I agreed. And soon we were hand in hand on the dance floor, our legs and spirits intertwined, doing the devil's spider web on the dance floor.
I don't think that's a move in the cha-cha slide.
I don't think it is either.
Okay.
Must be, you know, riffing.
Sure.
I pledged to you right there on the dance floor that I would catch the bouquet of dead roses for our future children.
All right. Fair.
But suddenly you had to leave.
Oh, no.
Where did you go? Was I moving too fast? Or did my spiked dog collar catch you in the wrong spot when I dove between your legs? Also a move that I don't think is in the cha-cha slide.
Ouch.
All I know is that I'm an angel seeking chaos, and you're a devil seeking anarchy.
Oh, wow.
Let's meet at Denny's tomorrow evening. We can discuss our future over moons over Miami.
What a delicious way to discuss your future.
Absolutely. Nothing
All right.
says love like moons over Miami.
Whether you're looking for the upgrade at the buffet or the goth devil seeking anarchy.
Seriously, I'm adding this tank top to my cart right now on Amazon. I'm buying it.
You can be sure it's
Craigslist missed connection.
It is horror week all this week on the show, where your real ghost stories of the unexplained. And we love these because they're from around here. They're local, you know?
Yeah, they're real.
Kevin, what happened to you?
My grandfather was a doctor. He had a house, 11 bedrooms, 5 baths. Mm-hmm. My dad's mom died when he was 3 years old, giving birth to twins. The babies died, she died. His dad died when he was 8 years old. Years later, we went there to stay, and I heard babies rattle upstairs, people walking around.
Oh.
It was a freak. It was pretty bad. Oh, I was like 13.
Oh my God. Thank you, Kevin. That stuff, man. That
Dang.
Stuff. That stuff is wild. Okay, so Brandy, she had messaged us and allowed us to kind of reach out and talk to her about her situation at her house. Brandy.
Okay, so well, I mean, we were just getting ready to go to bed one night. This was probably during the summer. And she'd been sleeping in my room with me because she's kind of scared, you know, of the dark and whatever. But I don't blame her. I'm scared, too. So, just randomly, this happened the night before. And she was telling me that next night after it happened that randomly, you know, she woke up in the middle of the night and she saw a tall, dark shadow opening my bedroom door and looking into the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So I was like, are you serious? Because instantly my heart went down into my stomach, and I was just like, but she knows that I'm a very big chicken, and we've been playing pranks on each other for the past few months. So I thought she was joking. She's like, no, I'm being very serious. She said, I really saw a tall, dark shadow. And I was like, well, are you sure it wasn't your dad? She's like, why would daddy look in here? I was like, well, maybe, you know, you got scared and you were talking in your sleep or something. She was like, well, I know it wasn't daddy because it had yellow glowing eyes. So I instantly locked the bedroom door at that point because I was freaking out. And she said, I tried to go back to sleep, so I covered my head. And then she said she kind of, I guess, fell asleep a little bit. But then she woke back up and it was still standing at the door staring, and then it slowly shut the bedroom door.
No. So this is your bedroom that this shadow is standing outside of?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was like, are you sure it wasn't a dream? She's like, no, I know I wasn't dreaming because I thought I was dreaming, so I pinched myself and I felt it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
So she's wanting to sleep with you even though this ghost is wanting to open your door?
Oh, not anymore, no.
Okay, all right.
Yep, nope.
No, I'm done.
I'm out.
No, not anymore.
Ow. I don't think I'd ever sleep again if I saw that in my room. Nope, I'm not closing my eyes.
Yeah. So your...
Oh, my God.
Your stories of the unexplained, your haunted stories for Horror Week continue.
Nope, it's not, Dad. He's got yellow glowing eyes.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yikes. That is good. All right, if you've got one you want to share, 502-571-9970.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Ooh, boy.
Doggies. Doggies.
All right, chance for you to win money on the way, more of your ghost stories, and Mom Won't Let Me Poop at Work. That's all coming up on the show.
I don't even know if I need to hear the rest of that story.
You just don't.
That sentence is kind of great.
Word.
Wild.
W-I-L-D, wild.
wild. Like some of these ghost stories that you've been telling us have been wild. If you get that into the website, it'll take you like 7 seconds to do it, okay? WDJX.com, okay. Click win, and you are in to win that $1,000 here on 99.7 DJX Wild. It is horror week here.
Oh my gosh.
Want to get to a couple here that you sent us in, all right?
Okay, which one are we doing first?
Yeah, you want to do Mike real quick?
Yeah. All right. Okay, so here's Mike's. Here's a good story for y'all. Years ago, my best friend and her three kids, twins that were 5 and her eldest was 13, were visiting. Mm-hmm. The kids were playing hide and seek while me and my friend stepped outside for a moment. While we were outside, we heard one of the twins scream, rushed in to see what was going on. Sure. The twins told us that there was a guy hanging out in my room and startled them.
Ugh.
Searched the house, nothing. All the doors were locked, no sign of anybody there. I asked them what he looked like, and they said he was mostly bald with a belly like Santa. Flash forward 2 years, they were all visiting again. This time, my friend and I were in the living room talking when my dog got off the couch, ran down the hallway barking like crazy, and then stopped suddenly. The twins went to see what Ginger, the dog, was doing, and they came back and said, oh, it was just the guy from before.
Oh, okay.
And they said that he told him he just was checking in on me. My friend and her girls all moved into my house 2 years ago. I hung up some pictures on my hallway of family and friends. One of the twins told me that the picture of my pawpaw was the guy that they kept seeing at my house.
What?
Not totally believing her, I took the pictures to the other twin and asked her. She pointed to the same picture and said, yep, that's him. He's really nice. And we like it when he comes to visit.
Oh, wow.
Pawpaw's hanging out in the house. Pawpaw's still here. Oh, my God.
Aaron writes in, says, when my friend and I were skateboarding late at night at the park close to my house, there were walking trails in the woods. We both saw a woman walk out of the woods. She had on a white sort of nightgown. She was almost glowing.
Ooh.
It was a full moon that night, so it was easy to see in the dark. We both froze and looked at one another like, do you see that too? We started skating in that direction. But by the time we got to where she was, when we saw her, she was gone.
Oh my gosh.
There's nowhere she could have gone in that amount of time it took to skate over there. I'm usually try to debunk my own stories or talk myself out of hearing those noises or seeing those things. But I definitely can't explain those. Ghosts are very real.
Oh, wow. And the friend saw it, too. Like, when you both see it at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of validation, is it not?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow. All right. Love these stories. Ghost stories.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
I'll toss the phone number out real quick, 502-571-9970. If you have any experience, especially experience with a family-run business that you might be able to offer up your advice or whatever, we'd love to hear. And if you have an issue that you want us to work out on the radio, you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, this is perfect for if your issue is with your family.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you can come for advice. So this message says, hey, guys. This is a bit random, but my situation is pretty unique, so I thought I'd reach out. I work alongside my sister at a family business where my mom is the owner.
Mm-hmm.
During the course of our working here, we've noticed that our mom will smell random, unnoticeable, but unpleasant smells to the point that we have some weird rules that she placed in the office.
Okay.
Recently, the new rule is that when she is here at the office, we are not allowed to poop in the restroom. We use air fresheners regardless, but she's mentioned to my sister that she can smell when we poop and that we must refrain for the hours that she's in there.
Wow.
No one else smells it, and it's a big office.
Okay.
Is it reasonable to ask us to wait up to 6 hours to take care of business. Is this normal office etiquette?
Okay, so I think they could just get around that by, you know how people take smoke breaks.
Uh-huh.
You just need to take poo breaks and
go somewhere else?
Go somewhere, yeah, I guess.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. If you
well,
can
I don't,
make
you know,
a
request.
Depends
on where they are, if that's a possibility.
That's true. Maybe, yeah, I was going to say, maybe there's no place close where they could actually go to relieve themselves, or they're not even close to their own house where they could just run home and do it.
Listen. Poopery. That stuff works.
Well, and I don't think that's the issue, because the message even says that
they
can't
use air fresheners.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say they use air freshener and they can't even smell it, but she can. So it's more like, you know, I think we've got to go from the asking or requesting that you are allowed to, just like people are allowed to take smoke breaks or 15-minute breaks or whatever, to run home and do your business. Now, I know that there were people here that worked in the building that our radio station's at that would go literally across the street to the Seelbach Hotel and use the Seelbach Hotel's restroom.
Was it because the restrooms are nicer, or because they just didn't want to interact with anyone in the building?
It was both.
Doing that?
It was both. Yeah, it was both. They didn't. They took their little breaks over to the Seelbach because they didn't want anybody to know that they did that sort of thing.
Oh,
And they also thought that, well, you know, the Seelbach is a luxury hotel, so it's going to have
facilities.
It's going to have nicer facilities, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
Now, listen. Can I just point out again? This is their mother, who, correct me if I'm wrong, probably gave birth to them, changed diapers, did some, like, gross mom duty things that we all experience when we're a parent.
Yeah, so...
And she can't handle, like, her adult children now, needing to naturally do what they have to do?
Adriana says, you know, from a business aspect, she texts in, she's not really allowed to say that. I know with family it's different, but technically not allowed to deprive someone of bathroom needs.
Yeah. I mean, that's like not healthy.
All right,
you're not supposed to hold it in.
If you've got any insight, we'd love to, especially if you like work in HR, or more importantly, how do you approach your mom, who's also your boss, with this situation? 502-571. Now we can learn from this group therapy on 99.7 DJX is that y'all are very passionate about your bathroom. Your bathroom moments, your alone time. Casey rolls in on Facebook. LOL, blank and watch me. Because we're talking about a mom who's the business owner of the family-run business who's restricting going number two at the work because she's smelling smells. And so Casey then says, pretty sure that's not only illegal, but it's rude. I don't care if she is your mom or a stranger. I'd be telling her about herself, and if she keeps it up, I'd poop on her desk every day.
Yeah, Joyce is kind of saying no, and I don't think it's legal for an establishment to make employees follow that family or not. If I got to poop, I'm going. Don't care who smells it.
Yeah, like y'all are really passionate about your bathroom moments, especially at work.
Which is great for the support of our listener who's coming to us for guidance.
Yeah, so maybe he has to drop the illegal sentence on her, like, hey, I know we're doing everything we can. We have air fresheners. Mm-hmm. I know this is maybe an issue for you, but this is, you can't restrict us from going to the restroom.
Exactly. Ooh, yes. Teresa said, I would ask her to go get checked out by a doctor. If she's smelling things that aren't really there, then maybe she could have some sort of brain trauma, small stroke, or may have undiagnosed epilepsy. Ooh, there could be a medical reason why mom is smelling things that other people are not detecting.
I mean, but before that, let's just, before we jump to that conclusion, let's just say, hey, it's time to, maybe you and your sister approach mom and be like, listen, when we gotta go, we gotta go. We can't be taking breaks and leaving work to do this. And so we're laying down, we're doing the poopery, we're doing the air freshener, and it's illegal to prevent it. And you need
it's not healthy.
And you need to look at it more from a, if this weren't your mom and this was a boss that was saying this to you, which she is your boss, but she's not your mom. Yeah, I mean, you would probably approach HR or approach someone and say, look, this is not right. So you need to just do that here,
too. This is an unreasonable request.
Right, exactly. So that's how I would approach it. And man, good luck. Good luck.
But I love the feisty support that we have in our little
every
Facebook
day.
Our little focus group on Facebook is pretty great.
Yeah. Scott says, hey, time to establish an office crop duster. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Listen, you guys, it's fun because you can see that they find the line and then they leap over it.
Right. Right. Exactly. All right. If you want to add your own two cents, that's what Facebook is for, right?
Of course.
You can add it to the comments there at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, chance for you to pick up $1,000. Pumpkin King's Cash just after 9 o'clock. We'll have that for you. Here on...
Wait, just one more. Can we throw in Jared's comment? I have to. Boss makes a dollar, you make a dime. That's why they poop on company time.
Words to live by. Thanks. Trick-or-treating on... I'm sure there's going to be some trick-or-treaters on Friday night too, but yeah, Saturday. And maybe even Sunday. So you just, you know, be ready for it. But the most important thing you got to think about is all that candy left over in your house or, you know, whatever you haul in. What alcohol pairs best with the candy?
Arbor Mist, Blackberry Merlot.
See, I've already said that's probably not a good choice because it's sweet
it's
and sweet.
Sweet.
I know. I'm saying it's too much sweet. You've got sweet going
sweet.
On sweet. So you need almost a balance.
No. There's no such thing. All right,
so
too sweet.
All right, so I'm not asking Kelly her opinion because her opinion's trash. So apparently, wine not Arbor Mist because Arbor Mist is not wine.
Oh my wine, gosh, it is.
Arbor Mist is an alcoholic malt beverage. It is not wine. So, anyways. Wine is the number one pick with candy, pairing well with candy. So it pairs better with candy than like beer or other mixed cocktails, right?
Well, yeah, because beer is like bitter and it's just weird.
Yeah, so like a red wine a lot of times, or even a drier white wine goes well with candy.
I will also take raspberry wine.
Oh, my God.
Huber's makes it really nice.
I need to...
Hey, if I'm classy, I'm going to Huber's, right?
Sure.
And getting some, like, flavored wine, like blackberry or raspberry wine at Huber's. That's classy, right?
It's the chocolate-based candy that gets the... that pairs the best with
yes.
wine, right? The chocolate-based
Absolutely.
Candy. So, yeah, like...
It pairs best with my heart, too.
And, like, fruit candy and nougat-based candy are next. Like, sour candy, you don't want to pair that with anything. Like,
no.
sour candy, you just got to go in alone.
I'm not wasting my time on the sour candy. I'm going all in on chocolate. I'm having wine and chocolate. We don't even need to discuss anything else. Don't come at me with your taffy or your hard candy. I'm talking chocolate and my wine.
Well, I'm saying a couple weeks from now when all the chocolate's been picked through and now all you've got is fruity candy and the nougat-based candy. And so you still can pair that with a nice dry red or white and that'll be the way to go. Setting the bar. These are always stories that help set the bar for your day. And they're shining examples of what not to do. Beacons. Of examples of what not to do, okay?
Yeah.
And it's important to note whenever we do these setting the bar stories, especially if there's like crazy violence involved, there's never any death, okay? I never featured deathy stories because that's just not funny. That's just not cool. And, you know, obviously that's not something that we want to make light of. So important to note here that no one died.
Okay. I'm a little nervous.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without shooting your kid for playing the guitar, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not what we do? Was he not good
now,
at
listen,
playing the guitar?
Before you think kid like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. No, this is a 50-year-old son.
Oh, okay. So he's an adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this up in Cincinnati, 79-year-old dad decided, you know what? I am so annoyed at you playing the guitar. I'm going to shoot that guitar.
Oh, wow.
At least
he's not a great shot.
Well, that's what he claims. But here's the thing. Guitars aren't bulletproof.
No, they are not. No, they are not. And if you are just unhappy, if you want to do, you know what? Do it rock star style. Just take the guitar out of his hand and smash it or something like that.
Yes,
you know,
slam it on the ground.
That would be a better choice if you want to send a strongly worded message physically.
Right. So 79-year-old Pa said to his 50-year-old son, stop playing the guitar. Son's like,
I don't think they should be roommates.
Son's like, but wait, here's Wonderwall.
Oh, God.
And he's like, I hate that song. And then, so anyways, luckily there were no, like I said, luckily no one died.
That's yes, good. That's son, good. But that is not how we politely ask our son to stop playing the guitar.
No, that's not.
Yeah. You could just say, hey, son, can you stop playing the guitar?
And still, son's probably going to go, but wait, here's Wonderwall. Let me play.
But wait, I just learned this on my YouTube tutorial. Come on, Daddy.
Yeah, and then that's when you do the rock star move, like Kelly suggested.
Right.
Take it out of his hands and smash it over over the floor. So
that's a better choice.
Yes.
Although, still don't smash guitars. I mean, they're works of art and they're really nice instruments.
Okay. So if you can manage to make it through the day without shooting your kid for playing the guitar, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Some people really need better coping skills when you are irritated.
Ed Sheeran, 99.7, DJX, a lot of anticipation for his album Equals coming out on Friday. Of course, he's doing a bunch of stuff to promote it, but, you know, doing a bunch of stuff to promote it from afar because he announced that he was tested positive for COVID. And in fact, I want to say that his daughter got it too. So hopefully, you know, they both are recovering quickly with that there.
He seems to be doing okay. He's keeping up everything he's supposed to do, just doing it from home.
Yep. Did a tiny concert even for NPR. Now, I don't have any idea as to when they taped that, but whatever. That's up. WDJX.com. You can take a look at that. But his album, Equals, coming out on Friday. So we'll try to sprinkle in some of those songs that you don't hear, maybe some of the deep cuts over the weekend. That'd be kind of cool, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So listen for that. More of your ghost stories coming up tomorrow. Haunted week, horror week continues. We've got a bunch of your stories to get to, including a haunted place that's just down in Brandenburg that left one of our listeners so sick when she walked in the place that she had to leave.
Oh, wow. That's legit. And listen, if you miss any of these stories, they're all up on the podcast. We're also like posting some of the messages, the stories and messages that we're getting up on our socials at Facebook at 99.7DJX and Ben and Kelly Show. So check out all those. They're really, really crazy. And that's how you can share one too, if you have one to add.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. You can do that. Otherwise, by the way, happy anniversary.
Thank you. 15 years ago today, I said I do.
Look at that.
Isn't that fun?
You and your husband celebrate 15 years.
15 years.
Good
Can't
job.
Even. I mean, what's the pot up to right now?
I mean, I think everybody who was in on the pot has either fired or been fired or left. But
oh, great. So we blew everyone's expectations out of the water. Look at that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you broke my expectations a long time ago.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
So, yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Sure.
And by the way, I did a little video kind of showing a little compilation of our little life that we've built together up on my social media. If you want to follow me at Kelly K Radio on Instagram, you can check it out.
Cool. Well, happy anniversary. What are you guys
doing?
Thank
you. We are going to go out we're going to slip away. This is like the one night of the week that we actually don't have practice or a game or something surrounding our kids. So we're going to slip out for a little dinner and concentrate on us.
So you're going to have a little dessert after dinner?
We're going to have some dessert.
All right. All right.
Thanks for asking.
Hey,
chocolate
hey.
And Arbor Mist.
Okay. All right.
How are they not paying me at this point?
I don't know.
They get a lot of mentions on this show.
They do. Well, maybe it's because I follow it up with that's trash. So who knows? All right. Well, hey, happy anniversary. Hopefully you and your husband have a great day and enjoy. You know, I know you're skipping out on the staff celebration that we're doing, but, you know, I guess we understand.
Sorry about that. Have one for us, but we're going to celebrate. Hopefully.
All right. Yeah. Bye. Doing just that. Love it. All right. Well, hey, happy anniversary. All right. We'll talk to you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.